I'm Adam.
And
one of the pastors here at Whitewater Christian Church.
I'm Matt. I'm one of the other pastors here at Whitewater Christian Church.
We are scripted beyond belief. It actually says Matt, Adam, Matt, Adam, Matt, Adam. We actually are getting to co-teach this morning.
Woo! Two teachers for the price of one. That's right. You guys had no idea when you came. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come.
My first idea was to do a good cop, bad cop routine. Like,
right.
One of us would say all the heretical things.
Which would be me, of course.
And get booed off the stage. And the other one would, you know, say the non-heretical things. We're not going to do that, though.
No.
No.
We're not.
No.
Well, one of us might say something heretical.
We might. But we won't.
But... Well, that's why there's two of us.
That's why there's two of us.
So the other one can...
Just the two of us. Yeah. We can make it if we try. You guys might be in for a lot of headache, actually, today.
Yeah, this is actually not scripted at all, in case you couldn't tell. And, we want you guys to listen in on a conversation. Not a real conversation between Adam and I. Because if it was a real conversation between Adam and I, it would include things like... zombies and Arrested Development and
that's true.
1980s television shows.
Pretty much the greatest stuff in the world.
Right. Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to talk about Genesis.
We're going to talk about Genesis. Can I start by reading it?
Go for it.
Can I do that?
Please do it.
All right. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the spirit of the... I got it here.
I like you reading it because it gives me time to drink mine.
In the beginning, God... Let me start over. The coffee is like trying to get into my motor skills and like speed things up when my mind's trying to read things slowly. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. You guys have read this before. I'm impressed. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate the water from the water, to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning. Evening and night? What? Maybe you haven't read this.
Come on.
The second day, that's what happened, okay? So, and God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to the one place, and let the dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and he gathered the waters. He called seas, and God saw that it was good. Then he said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, not night, on the third day. Okay? And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was... Hey, morning. You guys have read this. On the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be faithful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning on the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, which according to its kind." according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them rule over the fish and the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be your food, and to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning on the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work that he had been doing. So the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Whew. That was a lot of words.
Caleb said that we were going through Genesis 1 through 3.
Holy moly.
So I bet a lot of you got scared when Adam started reading that he was going to read all three chapters.
I would have been scared.
I would have been scared, too. Yeah. No, we're not going through. We're saving chapter 3 for February. We're just going to go through 1 and 2 this morning.
That's right.
And we're going to go through that. We're going to start at the beginning again. Those of you who were with Whitewater at the beginning of Whitewater know that these guys have already done this once. I didn't know that. I did not realize that.
It's about 5 years ago, yeah.
Yep. And but we decided as a teaching team to take you guys through the entire narrative of the Bible this year, our entire faith narrative. And, you know, we've got a lot of folks here, including ourselves, who don't know some of the stories, who don't know where we've come from, who we are, how this has laid the foundation for our faith, and who we are as a people today. And so we're starting at the beginning to take you through that whole entire story this year, which is kind of cool, I think.
I agree.
Sweet. That's good.
I have no response, man. Actually,
okay, great.
You got me. You nailed me.
All right. I think something cool to think about. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And you guys know that in the ancient world, that's all there was the heavens and the earth. To the ancient Jewish people and ancient, everybody else that was around there, the pagan people, the Babylonians, the Egyptians, everybody else, they saw the world as being half the earth and half the heavens. That was their entire world view of what existed. And so to read in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth, it means that in the beginning, he created everything. There wasn't a sun god who created the sun, and a moon god who created the moon, and a water god, and an earth god, and all these other kinds of gods. There was God, and he created everything. I think it's pretty awesome. How did we get stuck tag team teaching this, Adam?
I blame Tanya Engel.
Perfect.
Who is on the teaching team.
She can take the blame for a lot of things.
So, yeah, we get stuck teaching, co-teaching this, and Matt's never done this before. I've kind of done it with Chad, who was here a while back. We did it a few times, co-teaching, and then even there was like a panel of four of us at one point. You kind of got in a panel.
I did.
When we were in the...
We talked about sex.
High school. You
That's
guys
how I got
talked about
that.
Sex.
Yep.
And it was very awkward.
I didn't think it was awkward.
No, it was good.
Is it awkward for you?
No, it was, yes. Very, very awkward for me. So we got stuck co-teaching this. And so when I read through Genesis 1, did that bristle any of you? You can be honest. It's okay. Did it hang anybody up to hear God created the heavens and the earth? you guys are a bunch of liars. Here's the deal. I have a family. I'm a fourth-gen pastor. My grandpa, fourth or fifth-gen pastor, I'm not sure. I probably could be sure if I checked. But my grandpa, he was a pastor, and he raised this Christian family, right? And within that Christian family, I have an uncle who loves the Lord. He loves Jesus. My uncle also believes in evolution. He believes that this is how God created the earth, through evolution. Okay? Is that anybody in the room today? See, you bunch of liars, just chickens, until I said, I have an uncle. Now there's some safety. There's a safety net. Well, if Adam can have an uncle, I can raise my hand. Yeah? So we have this issue of creationism versus evolution. Now, there's a picture that's going to be shown, and this is how I believe. Okay, this,
pretty good.
This honestly is not a stretch of the imagination to me. Okay?
It's cute.
There are dinosaurs. God created, apparently, these beasts that we dig up fossils. And we have these bones. We have these things. And for me, in my blind faith way of thinking, I have no problem reconciling the two at all. At all. Now, there are some of you who believe it took evolutionary process, that maybe dinosaurs roamed the earth in like when God was forming the earth and the beasts and everything, before man came about, before he did this on the sixth day, whatever a day means to God, that believe otherwise, right? You bunch of liars.
I'll give him a bigger safety net.
Talk to me.
I believe that.
Okay, Matt.
And I think that's how we got stuck tag team teaching this. That raptor back there, did he, like, just have a bad day or broken leg or, I mean, what's the...
He's set.
I can see that. So it's so sweet. I used to believe six literal days of creation, and I used to be a militant advocate of 6 days of literal creation, and the church that I grew up in was a militant advocate of that. To the point of making it, inherently a requirement to believe in Jesus. You had to believe that Genesis 1 was 6 days, exactly how it was written. And so I put my faith in that. And, I've grown in a different direction since. It's not right, it's not wrong. But I believe much like your uncle does, God could have easily used another process that the people who wrote down the book of Genesis may have not understood. And so I think that's how we got stuck tag team teaching this, because we come at this from two different perspectives, and yet we're on a team together. Yet we work together. Yet we both love Jesus.
Correct.
And yeah, correct.
Yeah, that is right.
Most days.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that weird? Is that weird? Now, what the problem is, and we're not going to get hung up on this creation thing, okay? What the problem is that people will take a hard line one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
That's where the problem is. Now, Matt's not saying that God did not create the earth.
Mm-mm. He totally created.
Matt is saying it could have been through the process of an evolutionary whatever that God created to form the earth. Is that, I'm not wanting to put words in your mouth.
No.
So Matt's not voiding who God is. Matt holds a different viewpoint of how it may have happened. Just like I believe Jesus could hold a raptor when he's had a bad day, okay? I don't, and there again, it is mine not to say I know this 100%. I don't know how it happened, guys.
Right.
I wasn't there. I have a Bible's account, and God is a big God and can choose to do anything. Where we get hung up is when we take hard lines and we tell people, you have to believe in a literal six-day creation. You have to believe in a literal, God could never use evolution to do any of this. And we make these barriers for people to get to Christ, right? Some of us that claim non-legalism are the most legalistic people in the world. Do you know that? I can be one of those guys. I know, right? I know. So that's where we have this difference, this stepping stone that we have to overcome as a church, because I have a great friend who is a Jewish Catholic agnostic. His name is Evan. He's an awesome dude, right?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Three things. He was raised Jewish, born Jewish, went through all the Jewish things that males go through when they're born into the Jewish family. Matt could talk more about that. Shalom. And then he went to a Catholic school, okay? And so when we first met, he starts questioning me about, you know, who I am, what do I do? And then after I started talking a little more about Jesus, he said, oh, you're a young earth guy. You're a greenie, I think is what he called me. And he had all these names for me that I didn't understand, that I didn't get. And so I had to go look these up, and he was calling me a Bible thumper, for lack of a better term. And that's okay. That's okay. And so in my talks with him, I didn't say, look, you know, evolution's wrong, bro. You need to just step back. You need to reevaluate. Because that's not the key to Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Is it mine to say God used evolution or didn't? No, it doesn't matter. What matters is, this is your part, it says Matt.
Oh, right.
We really don't have notes.
Can I... you know, not only are we different in how we view the first chapter of Genesis, we are different in a lot of different ways, in case you guys couldn't tell. And when Adam teaches, he rarely has notes. And when I teach, I usually have 3 or 4 pages of notes. So we compromised today, and we have like a quarter of a page of notes. So... No, Adam's absolutely right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We shouldn't get hung up on it. Because here's the deal, guys. I look around at us, and I see, as Adam likes to say, a jacked up family.
Amen.
I see people struggling through issues of abuse. Physical abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse. I see people struggling with addiction. I see people struggling... with all sorts of various issues of sin and brokenness in their lives. I see people begging God to pick up shattered pieces of their lives and put it back together and bring peace back. And then I get to Genesis 1, and I think, why in the world does it even matter whether these 6 days were literal or whether there were periods of time? Why does it matter how God did it? As long as we recognize that it was God who did it.
Amen. When we first started talking about this, you know, I even found myself erring on the side of legalism to some extent, because what I would hear was, my buddy Matt doesn't believe like I do. It was a big shock. Not really. Not really. But when I heard it, you know, it caused me to say, what do I believe? And what here's what it boils down to, and this is what I said to the sermon planning team. I said, if your view of how God created the earth, and make no mistake, God did. Mm-hmm. Whatever form he used, I don't know. But make no mistake that God did create the earth. If your view of how he created the earth robs him of his power, you need to reevaluate it. If God's power is less with the view that you hold, it's probably wrong. Dare I say, dare I err to the side of legalism?
Dare.
Then it's wrong, because God is, in fact, all-powerful, all-knowing. God mm-hmm. did create the earth. He created me. I'm sorry, but he did. For those of you that I offend, he did create me. He created Matt with his beautiful mind of Jewish culture and history. Yeah? Come on, dude.
All right.
I'm bragging on you.
All right.
I'm bragging on you,
brother. All right. It didn't feel like it there
Not
for a second.
Not poking fun. But yeah, that's the thing, is if you have that view, because we are created in the image of God to love, to be love, to allow God, who is love, to live through us, right?
Well, that's the thing, is these opening chapters are so much more beautiful, so much more, there's so much more depth to them than just answering a basic scientific question.
Amen.
There's a truth in here, a beautiful truth, that we are created in the image of God, and that's exactly right. Just as God existed in community from the beginning, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, when he says, let us make man in our image. It's not that there's multiple gods. It's that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit working on this thing together, living, existing in perfect community. And we're created in that image to need one another, to need to do life together at deep levels because we are in the image of God. We're created in the image of God to value beauty. Because this is something cool about this passage is that God's not just interested in function. He's not just interested in making a world that works. He's interested in making a world that's beautiful. He's interested in making a world with sunsets and mountains and oceans and all these incredibly gorgeous things. And we're created in that image to value that beauty and to create things of beauty ourselves. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
And then to take that outside of here, right? You guys can sit and listen to this garbage all day. I say garbage in a good way. It's like, that's bad. Okay. But to take it outside and then to be that representation of God to the world.
The 1980s called. The 1980s. They want their reference back.
No way, dude. They can't have radical or bodacious. Maybe that was 90s. I don't know.
Can you say fat with a PH?
PH with a fat. Yes, I do. Sidetrack. Matt, stop this. This is why we don't co-teach. Tanya, let this be a lesson to you. So, but to be the representation of God to the world, right? Is that what this is about? Sunday mornings, you know, I talked about us being a jacked up family. I think I even said, I threw the beautiful reference in this morning, didn't I?
Didn't I say,
don't you know you're beautiful? You guys are beautiful. Now, you guys live jacked up lives just like I do.
Mm-hmm.
You guys like to fight God when he asks you to do things just like I do, mm-hmm. right? Everybody raise your hand. Yeah. Okay, bunch of liars still. That's fine. But through this brokenness, we are beautiful because God has made us, right? Mm-hmm. And what did he say when he made us? Say it again. Come on, say it louder. Say it with some actual oomph.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
But it's not just good. That's the thing. He created the first 5 days. He creates stuff and says, yeah, it's good.
Right.
And then he creates humans.
Very good.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. You guys know something cool? Speaking of Jewish ancient culture.
Shalom.
History. That, why? I'm going to start talking about circumcision again if you're not careful.
You're welcome, Tanya.
Which brings us to how you cook hot dogs. I'm just saying.
What were you saying, you guys, Matt? It leads us to know, Jewish culture.
Did you guys know, thank you, that in the ancient world, when kings would come into power to exert their influence over their entire kingdom, right? So kings rule from like one city, one palace and one city. And in these times, they would rule like thousands and millions of miles and acres of land. And you get scenes like Monty Python and the Holy Grail, right? Where King Arthur rides up and, you're not my king. You know.
I didn't vote for you.
Right. Help me, I'm being oppressed. Right. That was my horrible, horrendous English accent. Please never let me do that again. But to exert their influence and their power over their kingdom, they would put statues of themselves, images of themselves, spread around the farthest reaches of their kingdom so people would know who the king was. And did you guys also know that in the pagan cultures at this time, when they would set up a temple to a god, they would put an image of that god inside that temple? And so people would know who they are worshiping. If we take those two things and we understand that God commanded his people a little bit later on to never make an image of himself, we begin to understand why when we look at Genesis chapter 1, because God already has images of himself. God uses us to exert his influence and his power in the far reaches of his kingdom. God uses us as his images to direct people as to who they are supposed to be worshiping. And so that's what it means to be created in the image of God.
Sparks a quote that I reread from Howard Hendricks on Wednesday night. He says, God's method is always incarnational. He loves to take his truth and wrap it in a person. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. How do we wrap this up? So have you heard something different than you hear in normal church settings today? Is anybody terrified? Is anybody not coming back next week? Raise your hand.
There's okay. No liars now.
There's no liar. Yeah, no, everybody, yeah, we're
Tanya's
hitting the door.
Not coming back.
We're never looking back.
High five, Adam. Right here.
Yeah. I got your back, Tanya. I got your back. Sorry that we picked on Tanya so much. Next time we'll pick another person, if there is a next time.
Well, here's what you guys need to walk away with, maybe, is that God desires to put this world back together. Amen. And so often when we approach Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, we use it in divisive ways rather than in unifying ways. We use Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 to draw battle lines instead of to worship God. And I hope that you guys understand that that's not our heart when we approach this, that we desire to take the entirety of the faith narrative that makes up who we are. And it begins with this beautiful story of Pau. Okay, thanks. I'm really not going to say anything about circumcision. You don't need to mute it. or hot dogs. I don't know why that even got brought up.
I don't either.
But we desire. So the story starts out with a picture of God's power, a picture of God's ability to do anything, which means he can still do anything in your life. He can still do anything through your life. And it begins with a beautiful picture of how you have been made in the image of God, that you are special to him, not in a touchy-feely, oh, let's all hold hands and sing kumbaya kind of unicorns farting rainbows, to quote Adam, sort of way. But
I don't think I've ever said this phrase in my life.
Yeah. Where else would I get that from?
K-Love.
K-Love?
K-Love, I think,
are
says
you
it a
slandering?
Lot. K-Love says that.
Why don't you
I don't listen to it, but I've heard that's there.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you go ahead and take us home then?
So, we said all that to say, you guys are beautiful. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys owning that now? Before it was just a passing comment. God made you. God made me. And if that is not very good in your eyes, you need to evaluate why.
Amen.
Because you are very good. And so together as this big jacked up family, we are going to impact Laramie, Wyoming. We are going to help bring the kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
As we move forward into our faith narrative, as we continue to look at our story, where we came from. You guys cool with that? Are you guys going to start owning that? Ooh. I'm glad. This is why I like this community, because it's honest. If you don't agree, you don't talk.
Not because we make you not talk.
Not because we make you not talk, yes. But know that you guys are beautiful. Know that these stories of God's beauty and his creation weren't meant to be tripping people up. They weren't meant to be keeping people out of heaven. You know that? Two people, three people, good. So let me pray for us. God, we just love you, and we thank you for your mystery. God, we don't know a lot of how you did the things that you did, but we do know that you did them. God, and we want to find rest in that. We want to find hope in that. We want to find truth in that and faith in that. And so as we continue to delve into these stories of how a lot of things that you did to us don't make sense, but they did to you, God, may we rest in that fact that you did it for us, God, that we can sit here this morning, that we can be here this morning and know who you were, know who Jesus, your son, was, and know what he did. God, and as that continues to change us into more and more the creation that you desired us to be, God, may we fully own that we are, in fact, beautiful. God, that we are very good. We love you, and we thank you for all that you are. In your name we pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys.